Okay, today that's when we continue in the first parak of Masechta Sukkah, and today we're learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalet. So the Mishnah continues to talk about things that are over a sukkah. In Mishnah Beis, we spoke about if there's a tree over a sukkah, if there's another sukkah over a sukkah. So Pirasol Asadin Mipnei Achama. If a person put a sheet over the schach because he wants to protect people from the sun, the people inside the sukkah from the sun, so even though it's providing more shade than sunlight, so it's a valid schach, but there is some sunlight getting through, so the person puts a sheet over it to protect from the sunlight. So he makes an umbrella over the sukkah or something. Or he puts a sheet under the schach, because the schach has some leaves and twigs that are falling in, so he wants to catch those leaves and twigs so they don't ruin people's experience sitting in the sukkah. Or if you just put a canopy over the posts of a bed that's inside a sukkah, we assume that there are four posts on each corner of the bed, and putting a canopy over makes like a flat roof. So psula, that's going to make it the puzzle. You know, let it be underneath such a canopy. The first two cases, the whole sukkah is puzzle because it's covered by the sheet that's not ready to use for schach. And the last case with the bed, being in the bed is puzzle because if you're sleeping in the bed, you're not getting the mitzvah. You're under the canopy. You're under a roof. You're not under the sukkah itself. Obviously, the rest of the sukkah is going to be kosher, but being under that bed is a problem. However, there is a way to protect yourself with a sheet while you are in the sukkah, and that is if you have a bed that only has two posts, two poles, one at each end, so when you throw a canopy over it, it's going to make a triangle. It's not going to be a flat roof, so that is not going to be a problem, and you can use that, you can sleep under that, even though it is in fact protecting you from the elements, but it's not a separate roof that's going over your head. Now Mishnah Dalet is going to talk about another case of a sukkah that's covered by kosher schach as well as non-kosher schach. Hidlo leas hagefen v'sadlas v'sakisom. If a person lifted part of a grapevine or a vine of gourds or ivy and spread it over a sukkah while it's still attached to the ground, v'sikei chalgaba, and then he put regular detached schach over it, psula, the sukkah is pasul, because anything that's attached to the ground is not ready to be used for schach. So even though the sukkah has regular schach also, the pasul schach is going to ruin it. But if there's more kosher schach than there is that which is attached to the ground, or you cut that which was previously attached to the ground, then the sukkah is going to be kosher. Because if there's more kosher schach than non-kosher schach, and they're all mixed together, so we apply a bittel. So the kosher schach is mevatel, the non-kosher schach, and it's all going to be kosher. And the case where you detach it from the ground, everything is kosher schach. Zaklal kol shu mekabel tuma ve'ein gidul min aretz ein mesachin bo. That anything that can become tamei or doesn't grow from the ground cannot be used for schach. Anything that's not mekabel tuma and grows from the ground can be used as schach. So essentially there are two requirements for something to be used as schach. It has to be something that's not mekabel tuma and something that grows from the ground. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel we learned that if you spread a sheet over the top of your schach or underneath your schach, it's going to be pasul. And similarly, if you have four posts on your bed and you spread a sheet over the four posts, creating a flat roof, you cannot be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah in such a bed. But you could be poreis a cloth over naklite hamita, two posts of the bed, because then it makes like a triangular roof. Mishnah Dalet, we said that if you run a grapevine or a gourd vine or something like that over the schach of the sukkah, then you put schach there as well, it's going to be possible. But if you have more kosher schach than the attached vines, or you detach the vines, then it's going to be kosher. And we said the basic rule is, in order for something to be kosher schach, it has to be einu mekabel tuma and must be gidula min ha'aretz. If either one of those criteria are missing, then the schach is going to be possible. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey.